The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. Yay. This is one of when he cans. We sent him out to detect. Frank, what have you found?
Well, here's what I did. And here's what we're going to talk about today, because I put in a tremendous amount of detective work, Jill. I learned a whole bunch of stuff. So let's talk about how to protect yourself against one of the worst aspects of this country's healthcare system, and that is saying something, because we have a lousy healthcare system.
Pardon my mirth, but you're absolutely, that is saying something.
If you wanted to invent a flawed healthcare system, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to come up with this one. But anyway, here we are. Today we're talking namely about the $6 billion worth of TV ads that push prescription drugs. I mean, we see them every day. You can't turn on the TV without getting bombarded with ads for mostly chronic conditions, right? Like painkillers, diabetes, cancer cures, and remedies with side effects that sound worse than most diseases.
Or I mean, should.
I love the tagline. You hear this tagline, and some people have died. Well, I'll have to rush out and get that drug.
I want more.
People have died. The World Health Organization unanimously condemns prescription advertising. So that leaves the United States and New Zealand as the only countries in the entire world that allow direct-to-consumer advertising. And I'd say even worse than that fact, experts say that more than half of the ads that you and I see are potentially misleading, if not outright false. So how do drug companies get away with stuff like that? Now, it turned out to be awfully easy in this country because the Food and Drug Administration doesn't screen new ads. You'd think they would screen them before you put them on TV, but they do not screen them. They only investigate after it gets complaints, like when people die. Sick. Yeah, like people actually getting sick and people actually dying, or an awful lot of complaints saying this didn't work and I got gypped. But people get sick and then they write in, and then the Food and Drug Administration gets around to saying, "Oh, gee, what are you guys promising? It can't be misleading, can't be false." So here's an example. Let's take the painkiller Vioxx, and I hope you didn't take it actually. That drug Vioxx is from our friends at Merck. Okay, Vioxx was heavily advertised for 5 years because Merck was making $2.5 billion a year on it. And I think you might remember the ads. They had Dorothy Hamill and back in the day Bruce Jenner.
Sure.
Before it got pulled from the market, because it turns out that Vioxx killed more than pain. Nearly 30,000 patients got heart attacks. More than 4,500 died. Now, it doesn't surprise me that an overwhelming majority of Americans want to ban TV drug ads. But that is not going to happen. Not going to happen. Drug makers say they have a First Amendment right to advertise their products without arguing that line. Go to the bottom line. The ads are very, very good for business. For every dollar that giants spend on TV, they collect $4 in revenue. So $6 billion in ads brings in $24 billion of revenue to Big Pharma, and Big Pharma just isn't going to give up on TV ads. So Jill, obviously, and I think you wanted me to do this story, obviously we need to protect ourselves against TV ads.
No question, because there's just too much information. It's bad. It's bad. I have seen two new ones in the last week, and the side effects, I'm inured to it, and these stuck out.
Yeah.
So what do you do? And plus people go in and they ask for these, and they're not cheap.
And they are not cheap.
That leads me to Lyrica. You know, the Lyrica nightmare that
I'll
through.
I'll tell you about Lyrica I'll catch up on Lyrica in a second. Okay. But look, I think you're right. I think people have to arm themselves with the facts, and here are the facts. I mean, the ads never say what the drug costs, and that's because every ad is for a very expensive prescription drug. I took the blood thinner Eliquis. You've seen that a number of times. Good old Eliquis. That's the least expensive of the top 10, and that's $503 a month. The most expensive is an arthritis remedy called Cosentz. That's the highest. That's $11,310 a month. So whether it's $500 or $11,000, these drugs are all expensive. Also, the ads rarely say what percent of patients are actually helped and for how long, and that's for very good reason. Now, you remember another ad? It ran in the summer over and over again. It was an ad for a cancer cure called Opdivo. Very slick ad. It showed people smiling in the sunset as it faded out, as if these people were cured. Well, the clinical trial showed that Opdivo patients only live 3 months longer than average, 3 months, at a cost of $37,500. And most of all, when you look at these TV ads, don't allow them to undercut your trust in your doctors. Doctors can far better judge a drug that can work for you. And doctors say, and this almost knocked me over, 3 out of 4 times that patients request a drug they've seen on TV, 3 out of 4 times, 75%, the drug is quote-unquote inappropriate. That means the drug, that going to the doctor, this drug will not help you, this drug may actually harm you, and there may be a cheaper alternative like a generic. So, Joe, guess what I just learned about my Lyrica? That's the nerve pill that I take every day to control, you know, my nerve pain. What do you think I just found out?
That there's a generic.
It's what?
That there's a generic.
There are 3 generics. There were 3 generics. Now, last time I filled my good old Lyrica, right?
You had a fit at CVS.
$800.
Right, but I'm only interrupting. You had a fit at CVS because somebody else had a similar problem at CVS where they just wanted to burn the place down.
Yeah. So it cost me $800. Now I find out there are at least 3 generics. So now my doctor and I can try to see if we can get help from a generic. Then I'll get help if it works, okay? And I've got 3 of them to try. So that's going to cost me a few bucks each until we figure out which one works, rather than several $100. And you know that I was taking 3 a day at one point for really stopped all my nerve pain. It's so expensive. I only take 1 pill a day now. But now I've got generics. So now I can work my way around that very expensive drug, Lyrica. But here's the other point I want to make. Never pressure your doctor for a drug that he frowns on. Because the worst part is, if you pressure him, half the time you'll get the questionable prescription. Because, you know, doctors are in business. I mean, at the end of the day, they're a little business. And they have told me, I've talked to doctors directly on this point, they tell me that, you know, unless they're positive that the drug will harm you, for example, if you went in and tried to get an opioid, you're not going to get an opioid from the doctor. But if it's something else, they usually, even if they think it's not going to help you and whatever, they'll go along, they'll give it to you, rather than lose a patient to some doctor down the block who'll fill the prescription. So you pressure your doctor, you get the drug you saw on TV. What have you accomplished? You're getting a very high-cost drug. It was on TV. It's expensive. It's probably not worth that money, and that's assuming that it really helps you at all. So don't pressure your doctor. Cancer drugs, I know too many things about cancer drugs at this point, but they're a prime example of this. There are at least 4 new ones. That includes Opdivo, and there's another one called Keytruda. You've seen the ads for Keytruda all summer.
Yep.
They're Jill, all of them are priced at $13,500 a month. What an amazing coincidence, you know? All 13.5. Why is that? Because these cancer drugs don't compete on price. They compete on the promises they make in their advertising and how slick the advertising is. So only you and your doctor can actually judge if any of the drugs themselves might be right for you or your loved ones. It isn't anything you can just watch something on TV and make a rational decision. You have to sit down with your doctor and really work it through. So you got to be smart here. Stop listening to TV ads and pay more attention to what your doctor says. That's my message for this morning.
And absolutely, again, we've talked about this before. You've got to relearn. You know, if you're old, the good news is you know how to do this. But if you are not, you have to relearn how to communicate with your doctor and what to listen to and what to ask. And I can tell you that this extends, you know, all into veterinary medicine as well, where people go in, they've seen something, they diagnosed the pet's ailment, and they demand something completely unsuitable for them. And if they're doing that with their beloved Fifi,
you put your finger on it, because that's what happens. People get sold by these ads. They're very slick, obviously. They're spending, you know, in the case of Lyrica, they're Pfizer is spending $350 million a year for these ads, so you know these ads work. People watch the ads. They watch them over and over again. They're sold, and then they go into the doctor, and they want that drug. And if the doctor actually refuses to fill it or tries to talk them out of it, really half the time, people will just have a lower opinion of their doctor. They don't trust a doctor. They're trusting the TV ad.
That's right.
And the doctor then gets a sense, geez, you know, if I talk rationally another two, three more minutes to this person, or if I outright refuse to fill the prescription, I'm going to lose a patient. And they do. In situations like that, you've got a good chance of losing 15 to 20% of the patients making those demands. So the doctors say, you know what, buddy, I really don't think this is going to help you. It's awfully expensive. But if you want it, you know, I'll fill a prescription and, you know, call me after a week and let's see if it's actually working for you. And people, that's how people get these drugs. And that's what the drug companies are counting on. There's a cynical part of this. The drug companies know that they can charge a lot for these drugs, because they've got advertising people who are good at selling them, and then they've got their salespersons, right, are actually the patients who are knocking on the doctor's doors. And they're even as cynical enough to say, these TV ads are very good because our studies show that once somebody sees an ad like this, they go and see their doctor. Well, it's a good idea to see your doctor if you've got a complaint. It's not a good idea to go to your doctor and say, I have a complaint and I have the remedy and I just saw it on TV and it's going to cost, you know, $1,000 a month, but I want it. Or get me or sign me up for, you know, the rebate program in the beginning, or a coupon in the beginning where I just pay, $5 or $10 a month for the first 6 months and then I'm hooked and then I'll pay the full freight. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you hooked on their ads, and hooked on their medicines, and they're using advertising on TV to turn you into a drug salesman for their product.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available in-store, online.